His horsemanship, especially after hounds, was a marvel and delight even in that country of magnificent horsemen. I have often heard my father caution him against his wild recklessness, but he would only laugh and say that the tumble that killed him would be from the back of a horse yet unfold. When the war broke out, he left us, nor did I see him again for some 15 or 16 years. When he returned, it was without warning, and I was much surprised to note that he had not aged apparently a moment, nor had he changed in any other outward way. He was, when others were with him, the same genial, happy fellow we had known of old, but when he thought himself alone, I have seen him sit for hours, gazing off into space. His face set in a look of wistful longing and hopeless misery, and at night he would sit thus, looking up into the heavens, at what I did not know until I read his manuscript years afterward. He told us that he had been prospecting and mining in Arizona part of the time since the war, and that he had been very successful was evidenced by the unlimited amount of money with which he was supplied. As to the details of his life during those years, he was very reticent. In fact, he would not talk of them at all. He remained with us for about a year and then went to New York, where he...